Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, about solar activity advises that the current level of solar activity continues to be very low. 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 71, that's 7-1, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 6, that single digit 6. And those levels mean that high frequency propagation will continue to be unreliable on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on long haul multi-hop paths. But transmissions on those frequencies above about 12 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. Low sunspot activity doesn't necessarily imply that higher frequencies become irrelevant over darkness or partial darkness paths, but only selected circuits have that effect. This summary of notable frequency occupancies was made here in Melbourne recently in our pre-dawn window across the time span 16:30 to 17:30. That's 3:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And some quite good reception from Africa on several new frequencies in that time period. These are the items. 11:625, the Vatican Radio from the Madagascar relay station at Talata with English programming. And 11:660, Swaziland Trans World Radio Manzini with programs in African languages. And 11:670, an interesting frequency for the Voice of America from the Philippines via the Tanang relay station broadcasting in Tibetan. And on the next frequency, 11:680, North Korea, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station with programs in Korean. And All India Radio, 11:710 with Persian, and 12:025 in Hindi. And from Saudi Arabia, 11:745, the new station using relay facility in Saudi Arabia is Al Azmir, broadcasting in Arabic. And 11:860, another station using relay facilities in Saudi Arabia, is Radio Sanaa, also with programs in Arabic taken from the home service network. 11:790, the Bible Voice broadcasting station from Nauen in Germany, good reception with programs in Amharic. And 11:800, Radio Free Asia from the Kuwait relay station with programs in Uyghur, and that's an interesting frequency for the IBB. The Voice of Turkey in English using 11:815. And another rarely reported station is in South Africa, 11:850. The Voice of America from the Mayerton relay with broadcast in English. And 11:935, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria in Arabic. And 12:050, a station known as Dandaikura Radio, broadcasting in the Kanuri language for Africa, using the Ascension relay station of the BBC. And 12:095, South Africa, the BBC from Mayerton in English. And 12:125, the religious broadcasting station Ibra Radio using the transmitter at Yerevan in Armenia, with programs in Amharic. And 12140 Kuwait, the Voice of America with its Radio Ashna programs in Pashto. And in the 19 meter band, some interesting signals. 15225 Saudi Arabia with programs in Arabic. And continuing in the 22 meter band, that's the 13 megahertz band. Number of signals noted there. 13580 the Voice of America from the Botswana relay in Somali. 13605 All India Radio in Hindi. 13590 the Voice of America from Germany, from Lampetheim relay, carrying the Diwa radio programs in Pashto. And All India Radio, another frequency, 13640 with Persian. And Saudi Arabia, two frequencies for Arabic programs, 13710 and 15435. And 13820, Radio Marti, the IBB station at Greenville in Spanish. And WWCR on 13845 with English. And 15140, Radio Oman with its English programs. And another frequency for the BBC, 15420, this time from Madagascar, the relay there at Talata, with programs in the Kurundi language. And 15610, the USA, WEWN in English. That covers our survey, recent survey of stations noted here in Melbourne between 1630 and 1700. We now continue with another smaller survey of signals heard between 1700 and 1730. These are in the 25 and 19 meter bands. 11720 Madagascar, the Vatican Radio from the Talata relay station in Swahili. 11760 the Voice of America from Lampetheim in Germany in Kurdish. 11930 another frequency for Radio Marti in Greenville, USA in Spanish. And 11985 Adventist World Radio from the Trincomalee relay station in Sri Lanka with programs in Amharic. And 15235 Channel Africa from South Africa, from Meyerton, broadcast in English. And that station on that frequency is very rarely heard here in Australia at the present time, but it was received with good signals recently. 15400 Ascension, the BBC, with programs in Arabic. And 15460 Sayo Tome, the Voice of America in the Shona language. Just to note that Kinuri is a dialect continuum spoken by some 4 million people in Nigeria and Niger, Chad and Cameroon, as well as small minorities in southern Libya and by diaspora in Sudan. It belongs to the Western Saharan subphylum of Nilo-Saharan. Kanuri is the language associated with the Kanem and Bornu empires, which dominated the late Chad region for 1,000 years. So that language was heard, and it was noted in our summary, which I just gave you. We diverge a little now to items of interest concerning space exploration, often having an impact on shortwave transmission, particularly from distant areas. Astronomers have found two massive galaxies which had formed millions of years after the Big Bang. The South Pole Telescope at NSF's Amundsen Scott South Pole Station in Antarctica and the Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array Radio Telescope in the Chilean Andes have found two massive galaxies which were star-filled during the formation stage of the universe. They were formed just a few hundred million years after the Big Bang. They were earlier believed to be smaller than the Milky Way galaxy, which might have evolved into larger galaxies in the universe. However, the theories based on the latest observations state that these massive galaxies had been formed when the universe was just 780 million years old. ELMA had also found that these galaxies were present near a massive halo of dark matter, which had been several trillion times more massive than the Sun. The discovery could be helpful in understanding the emergence of large galaxies and the roles of dark matter to organise them. Dan Marone, an associate professor of astronomy at the University of Arizona in Tucson, who led the research, said, "With these exquisite ELMA observations, astronomers are seeing the most massive galaxy known in the first billion years of the universe in the process of assembling itself." According to the paper published in the journal Nature, the observations were made using the rays which had emitted during the galactic origin time. Cold hydrogen gas was present in the intergalactic space during the period of cosmic history known as the Epoch of Reionization. The hydrogen gas ionizes between galaxies emitting rays which reveal the universe as scientists see it. ELMA observed two galaxies in proximity which had lesser distance than the distance between the Earth and the centre of our galaxy. The two galaxies are believed to be merging to form the largest galaxy observed in the epoch of reionization. The newly found galaxies are collectively named with a special code. They are forming stars at a rate of 2,900 solar masses per year. It has 270 billion times the mass of the Earth's Sun, while its dust has 3 billion times the mass of the Sun. So that information concerning the discovery of two new massive galaxies, which are believed to have formed in the early stages of the universe, that information came from an organisation that specialises in professional comets, the IBT in the USA.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.